So thank you once again, Ambassador, for your time, and we'll quickly dive into the questions. So I know during your time discussing WTO issues, you focused on reform. So do you think WTO is still a relevant organization in today's world?
Well, thank you very much. Very valid question, indeed. But I always believed, and I continue to believe, that multilateral trade, and especially multilateral trade rules, continue to be relevant today, and they will continue to be relevant as we move on.
Yes.
And the reason is simple. During the period that I was involved in trade negotiations, whether it was chairing the different bodies, and I chaired all the three bodies. I chaired the peer review mechanism, I chaired the dispute settlement body, and I chaired the general counsel. But I also negotiated very, very credible results for the WTO, whether it was the TRIPS amendment to the TRIPS agreement, or whether it was under the Nairobi package that was delivered after the 10th ministerial meeting in Nairobi. The WTO and its multilateral function has delivered, and I think that has been something that everybody has either felt, seen, or witnessed, has delivered economic growth.
Yeah.
It has delivered a reduction in poverty.
Yeah.
And some of the larger developing countries are actually mentioned.
Yeah.
I think there are figures for how much poverty came down in places like China.
Yeah.
But I would argue that the same was true in many African countries as well, participation in multilateral trade, allowed an expansion of the market for many African countries.
Yeah.
It also allowed the coming into being of AGOA, which, as you know, has just been extended.
Yeah.
For a further period, and which was welcomed. The extension was welcomed by everybody because they know the impact, of trade on economies just across the world.
Yeah.
But I also felt very, very strongly that a situation can never be maintained at status quo.
Yeah.
That for us to experience the amazing results, the credible and tangible results that the multilateral trading system can deliver, that you definitely need to reform the WTO's structures and rules. Because I think that the structures do not serve effectively today's world.
Yeah.
But also to recover that ability that we saw before of catalyzing global economic recovery. And that happened on so many occasions. The first time that the WTO membership actually rallied to ensure that the global economy recovers and recovers in a manner that convinces everybody, all of us, that in fact there is a role for multilateral trade, and especially multilateral trade rules to play, was both post 9/11 but also post COVID-19.
Okay.
And so we need to go back and take stock and see how we can actually recover that ability that it had. But also, in order for us to build confidence in the system, we must renew its rulemaking capacities, because we really need to address the current challenges, but more importantly the challenges that we see just ahead of us, immediately ahead of us. And we need all that because we must strengthen the system to act as it always has, as an engine for growth, for development, and for stability around the world.
Yeah.
Countries that are trading with each other rarely go to war.
Yes, right? That's true.
If you're focused on trading, if you're focused on creating wealth, if you're focused on building economies, then you have very little time to quarrel.
Exactly.
And you also realize that when you quarrel, there are ways in which you can deal with those quarrels in a manner that does not affect your economic growth, and in a manner that restores the relationships, their confidence, the trust that existed before. So those were really the three angles that I always looked at. Reforming the system to continue delivering on its promise.
Its promise. Okay, that's very good. I like the words that you've used. Catalyzing global recovery. So we can clearly see that WTO is still relevant and we still need it. Moving on to the next question. You have mentioned structures and rules have to be reformed. Are there any other immediate reforms that you think are necessary in order to create momentum for the multilateral system, which we all know is already under immense pressure?
Well, I think that if you look at those three pillars and what falls under those three pillars, then you'd see that updating the rule book, the WTO rule book, continues to be something that we all need to focus on. We need to update that rule book so that it's actually fit for purpose, so that it's in sync with global developments, global aspirations, global expectations, And respond when there's a challenge like we had with COVID-19. We should actually have in place rules that can very, very quickly respond so that we don't see the conflicts that we had.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Whether it was on vaccines and the distribution of vaccines, or whether it was about supporting countries, and that brings into play of your special and differential treatment, countries be treated differently because they could not afford.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they can still afford.
Yeah.
The cost of developing vaccines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or confronting some of the challenges that we know will be in the future, not even in the distant future, but in the immediate future, and so it's really, really important that everything that's done is in sync. That it has to be part of the global conversations, right? Not just some global conversations, because these conversations kind of impact on each other, but also all these challenges need to be addressed, whether they're addressed by different bodies, but there has to be a way in which we can just look at this picture and see what role we can play to advance economic growth, but also to be able to support any other efforts that are there, whether it's efforts to do with sustainability, efforts to do with climate change. We have to be part of all the conversations that are taking place, because trade is actually a central pillar, and its impact is felt immediately and it's visible immediately, and it changes lives.
Thank you so much. Those are very...
So the other areas which are really, really important is basically restoring the dispute settlement system. Ensuring that we bring back there are two stages. There's the panel and the appellate body stage, and we need for those two to both actually function well. They both need reforms, right?
Yeah.
So I think what I would be hoping to see is that members, because they're the only ones who can actually effect these changes and carry out these reforms, the secretariat is just a facilitator, right, of conversations. But the membership actually focuses really seriously on ensuring that the dispute settlement, which is always been looked at as the crown jewel of the multilateral trading system, that be addressed, and be addressed as urgently as possible. It will build confidence and it will build trust in the system. It will also, I think, in many ways, if that is fixed, it will convince countries to come back to the negotiating table, to build confidence and trust within the organization and between the organization and other organizations. And then obviously the whole idea about making sure that this multilateral trading system is vibrant and that it encourages open, inclusive inclusive trade that eliminates barriers, that supports growth in countries.
And
maybe one of the things that really needs to happen is to ensure that for Africa, that whatever negotiation we participate in,
mm-hmm.
that in fact the AFCFTA
mm-hmm.
is at the center of everything that we would like to do.
So that
it's not at the periphery,
it's
actually at the center, it's at the core of our, conversations and negotiating, strength, right?
Yeah.
Because that unites all of us.
Yeah.
Unites all of us. It's something that we all agreed upon, that most, if not all, have signed on to.
Yeah.
And I think that strengthening the FCFTA
mm-hmm.
would also strengthen the multilateral trading system.
Yeah.
And a multilateral trading system that ignores mm-hmm. the FCFTA, right?
Yeah.
I think would create very, very many challenges for the continent. It's really, really important that even as we move forward, we keep in mind what's happening at the FCFTA
mm-hmm.
and see how what's happening there
mm-hmm.
can impact the multilateral
mm-hmm.
Trading system,
mm-hmm.
but also that the multilateral trading system,
mm-hmm.
as it moves forward with momentum, with creativity,
mm-hmm.
That it also impacts what's happening at the African continental level.
Okay, excellent. So thank you for tying in AFCFTA, which makes us bring this discussion closer to home. You've been a leader in our government, and you continue to mentor and lead many other people within the continent. In all this reform, where should AFCFTA be positioned within the reform of WTO, that is?
Well, I think that maybe we should begin by saying that during discussions on WTO reforms,
mm-hmm.
At least in my own recollection, and I stand to be corrected.
Yes.
FCFTA is not formally involved.
Mm-hmm.
There are informal references to FCFTA.
Yeah.
There's no structured engagement,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and it's always mentioned in speeches by us Africans, and whether it's the ministers or officials.
Yeah.
It's also mentioned during public forum side events
mm-hmm.
and places where discussions on trade are happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not embedded
mm-hmm.
in a WTO reform like working groups or negotiations on the kind of reforms that should be taking place.
Yeah.
Not even in core reforms
mm-hmm.
and core debates on rulemaking.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in a way it's treated as context, and not as a reform lever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that we right now
mm-hmm.
see
mm-hmm.
the FCFTA in WTO reform,
mm-hmm.
Conversations
mm-hmm.
and discussions.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I think that in fact,
mm-hmm.
If it was not sidelined.
Mm-hmm.
It could actually be positioned really well
mm-hmm.
in WTO
mm-hmm.
Reform
mm-hmm.
as a laboratory for some of the reforms.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
For instance, I think that FCFTA could inform WTO reform in some areas.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
On development-centered integration, for instance,
mm-hmm.
In areas where you need to look at flexible sequencing
mm-hmm.
of commitment by countries,
mm-hmm.
In digital trade,
mm-hmm.
and making sure that the rules are actually tailored to Africa's capacity,
mm-hmm.
Constraints,
mm-hmm.
and as well as obviously financial, constraints.
Yes.
And you could look at FCFTA as a collective African voice.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of having so many, separate positions,
mm-hmm.
the FCFTA could articulate common African reform priorities at the WTO, right?
Yes.
Because it actually understands
exactly.
what the challenges that Africa is facing. It could shape debates on issues like SNDT, right?
Mm-hmm.
Special and differential treatment,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really, really important that they deliver concrete development, deliverables.
Yes.
But it also has to be something that is agreed by all countries.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I think that involving the FCFTA could actually inform the WTO which kind of, right, special differential treatment, articles are required,
mm-hmm.
and in where they're not required at all,
mm-hmm.
and we're already competing without them.
Yeah.
And so actually it would be so informative to involve them.
Mm-hmm.
It would ensure that any rules that were negotiated
mm-hmm.
were rules that were targeting, mm-hmm. right, Africa's, if you like, weaknesses,
mm-hmm.
right, where the weaknesses exist,
yeah.
and not where they're actually strong
mm-hmm.
and can do without some of the requests that are being put mm-hmm. on the table.
Yeah.
In areas such as industrial subsidies, for instance,
yeah.
I think that FCFTA has so much information
mm-hmm.
on what's happening on the continent
mm-hmm.
and what kind of subsidies are required for African countries to kind of leapfrog from one phase to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last one is basically on the digital economy governance,
mm-hmm.
right, where there's a lot of work that's already ongoing.
Yeah.
At the FCFTA, and the WTO could actually benefit from some of the work that is taking place at the FCFTA. And so involving them, I think, would be extremely important, and getting them to be part of the reform process. And it could act also as an institutional bridge, right?
Yeah.
WTO to the members, African mm-hmm. members, and then the FCFTA is the bridge.
Yeah.
That is used to actually discuss all these issues, but also to deliver concrete, results, development results for Africa.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the ways that that we could do this is have a formal engagement between WTO and FCFTA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have a dialogue instrument.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which would allow FCFTA to report regularly, for instance, to WTO on what's happening on the continent, what are the rules that have been agreed, what are the discussions taking place, what direction these discussions are taking in conversations and negotiations, recognizing maybe the protocols, the African protocols,
mm-hmm.
as relevant experiences
for
WTO, reform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would argue that WTO reform is actually incomplete without taking into account what is happening at the FCFTA.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the world's largest new free trade area mm-hmm. by membership, 54 members.
Yeah.
It's a live experiment in development-oriented integration,
mm-hmm.
and it's exactly the kind of initiative that the multilateral trading system, must learn from.
Yeah.
Should learn from. And yet today it still sits on the margins and is not at the core of these discussions.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I don't think that much attention is paid to it.
Yeah.
Any other
discussion. It's unfortunate.
Not just in WTO, but also in other regional discussions across the world.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Except obviously in Africa. So I'd actually propose very, very seriously, and I'll end there, that African members should insert FCFTA into WTO reform agenda. And that African countries should also look at how they can use the protocols, the African protocols on goods and services and digital trade to influence WTO negotiations going forward.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time. Really love that session.